This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the Villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the Villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode every Friday morning at 9 o'clock. This is Mike Roth. I'm here today on Open Forum in the Villages with Linda Sushi. Thanks for joining me, Linda.
Thanks for inviting me, Mike. I'm excited to be here.
I like to start all of our shows with a joke. It's kind of a corny joke that would fit into our Boomer Humor Club. Linda, why didn't the lamp sink when it was thrown into the water?
Ah, let's see. It was too heavy?
That would make it sink.
That's true. It was too light.
Got it. Okay. Okay. So, Linda, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about what you did before you got here to the Villages?
Oh, there was life before the Villages?
Yes, there was life.
Okay, let me just rack my brain a little bit. I'm from Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. I've lived there my entire life. My life work was as a school teacher, principal, and college professor. My hobbies in Rhode Island was I was a USTA tennis player and a competitive ballroom dancer. Mm-hmm. I've raised three children. I have a handicapped 30-year-old daughter and two sons that are grown. I moved to Florida about 6 years ago. The road to the Villages was not a straight one. I moved first to Kissimmee, and I lived with a ballroom dancer because, like I said, that was what I loved doing. And then I moved to Orlando, figuring that I would spend my time there doing acting, singing, and dancing. But I found Orlando was just too big of a metropolitan area to wrap my arms around, mm-hmm. and that led me to the Villages. Oh, and okay. Then I found a home, and I'm thrilled to be here. After I retired from being a school principal and college professor, I went to New York City to study acting, something I always wanted to do, and mm-hmm. and perform in a couple of off-Broadway shows. And I've continued with that love of acting here in the Villages.
Good, good. I always tell people, younger people, that if you want to be an actor or an actress, there's only two places in the country you can live. L.A. or New York.
Absolutely. I would recommend that to anybody that's serious about being in the arts.
And probably 90% of the people argue with me about that. I say, that's okay. It's up to you. People succeed if they lived in Chicago, sometimes even Dallas, but mm-hmm. not as good. And what year did you get here to the Villages?
4 years ago.
4 years mm-hmm. ago. Okay, that's about the same time I got here.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. I thought you were here longer than that.
No. I got here in November of 2017, after taking two of their lifestyle trips
visiting
the Villages over 4 or 5 years to convince myself that this was the right place. I visited a lot of other places.
Right. I visited maybe a year before that. A friend of mine from Rhode Island lives here. She took me to a show at Savannah Center, and mm-hmm. I leaned over to her. I said, Bernadette, do they have people come in from New York City just to do the Christmas shows? She says, Linda, these people live here. I went, that's a place for me.
Right. I guess the thing that flipped me over to the Villages was absolutely the place to be is the number of clubs. Most other places we looked at were very extremely proud to have 100 clubs.
Sure.
And at the time, there were 2,500 clubs here. Mm-hmm. And I thought, gee, I don't like golf that much. I have played. 2,500 clubs, I'll have plenty to do in the
Absolutely.
Village.
Plenty to do and nothing to do. It all depends on what you're looking for.
What you want to do.
Sure.
How long ago did you form your club, All About the Theater?
All About Theater was formed about 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's when it was given to me by someone who no longer wanted to deal with the particular club because they were busy doing other things. So I felt very fortunate about that. And my mission statement was to provide quality small dramas, comedies, musical performances for people in the Villages, and to open it up to everyone who would like to act, sing, or dance.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to tell our listeners about some of your past productions.
A few years ago, when I first started All About Theater, I was trying to find something that would appeal to a large audience. So my first show was called The Last Romance. It was brought to me by someone who was visiting me. I'd seen it on the East Coast of Florida, and it sounded like a very interesting production because it combined singing and acting. It was a four-person play, and what you needed was a lead operatic tenor singer, and we have one of the villages. His name is Mark Steven Schmidt. And then I had to cast three wonderful actors also, and I did that, and the show had a fabulous run.
Mm-hmm. I saw that one.
You saw that one. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah,
it was a great show. Thank you. And we took it what I call off campus. Lake Sumter State College picked it up, and they had a wonderful run with it. And then, of course, COVID hit. Mm. So we had to sort of...
Everyone stopped.
Everything stopped in one place, and I had to... When we started up again, we were restricted for...
Audience size,
not only on stage, every stage actor had to be 6 feet apart. I'm thinking, what show can I do?
And they wanted them to wear masks.
Oh, we wanted them to wear masks or 6 feet apart. So I said, what can I do to get back, to get this theater up and running that would comply with that? So I did some research and we did the vagina monologues because it didn't need to have to be any close interaction between actors. And then that went over really, really well. It was a little edgy, took a little chance bringing that to the villages, but it went over really, really well. And that was our way back after COVID hit. We did five women wearing the same dress, which was about bridesmaids at a wedding. Great hit, beautiful show. We did Almost Maine, which I had done in Rhode Island years ago, and I always had it in my mind to bring it here. And that was a big, big hit.
So how many shows per year are you planning to do?
Three or four shows a year. Mm-hmm. Is what we plan to do.
And what's coming up next?
This summer, I have a summer series. And starting on July 22nd, All About Theater decided to do a combination show. We have a recreation room. It's not going to be on a stage. It's going to be done cabaret style, which is going to be kind of cool. So you bring your own refreshments, bring your friends and sit at round tables. It's called Magic of the Mind Meets Music of the Soul. This is going to be a wonderful show. First time out, I developed... It's going to be an hour of magic and mentalism and then an hour of music.
So it's a two-hour show.
Two-hour show, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
With an intermission in between?
A little intermission in between. Give people a chance to reset.
Right.
And that's going to be a lot of fun.
Refill their glasses.
Refill their glasses, right. Exactly. Get up and get some lemonade. Mm-hmm. And then in August, I'm running the same show twice. It's called The Jazz Singer with a Broadway Punch, which I did with All About Theater did a couple of months ago. I'm going to do a stripped-down version of it. At Lake Miona, which is our home club. It's going to be cabaret style also. And
in the theater room?
It's going to be in a recreation room, not on stage.
Okay.
It's going to be a musical review, and members of the cast are going to be sitting with the audience.
Oh.
So they are going to be talking about what inspired the writer to write the song, a little bit about the song, a little known information. So the cast member is going to be talking between the musical selection, introducing the musical selections. And these shows are also going to be part of proceeds donated to Special Olympics Florida. I have a handicapped daughter who participates in Special Olympics in Rhode Island. I also developed the third largest Special Olympics ballroom dance team in the country. So this particular charity is near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So those two shows, part of the proceeds is going to Special Olympics Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's our summer series. In the fall, the end of November, we're doing Harvey, which I did as an actress on the west coast of Florida at Lemon Bay Theater. And I had that in my mind to bring to the villages,
sure,
too.
That's a great show.
A great show, isn't it? So those are the immediate plans for All About Theater, the three summer series and then the fall show, Harvey.
So are you using the Broadway script of Harvey or the movie script?
We're using the Broadway script.
Now, it's supposed to be a lot funnier.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Yep. It's already been cast. My actors already have their script and they're working on learning their lines. So we start rehearsing in September. They're ready to go.
Good.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of our improv players, Wayne Richards.
Yes, he's got a great role in the show.
And he's playing the psychiatrist.
He is. It's great.
He is a great player. He's a great musician.
I heard him at Orange Blossom Opry do a musical medley of, I think it was Billy Joel musical medley. I was so impressed with his piano playing.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great performer.
Yeah, he's a great performer.
He is.
We had him, I think we're going to put him in our October show doing a Villages parody song. He created it for our very first show that we did for the Mercedes-Benz Club just probably a week before the COVID lockdown.
Uh-huh.
And so then we shut down and we put the song away. And luckily, we had a video of him doing it. I said to him, "Would you be willing to update, revise that, and put it into the October show?" And he said, "Sure, I'd love to do that."
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy him very much.
That's one thing we've added to the improv shows is some parody songs, which really, really take off. We did the Texas Club this month, and we created a new set of lyrics for The Yellow Rose of Texas. And everyone was rolling on the floor laughing. In the Texas Club, that song.
Oh, I'm sure they loved it.
Oh, yeah, that was right up there.
I'm sure. That's great.
Okay. If people want information about the All About Theater Club, how do they do that?
On Facebook, All About Theater has a Facebook page where everything is posted. They can also friend request me. I put everything on my page. Mm-hmm. There's a phone number. There's an email address. I also advertise in the Daily Sun. Village's Neighbors magazine, have an email list that they're welcome to be added to.
So if they wanted to get tickets to the Jazz Singer and Magic Show.
We have an online box office that they can use.
What's the email or the website address?
It is AAAA, that's four A's, TT. So it's AAAATT.yapsody.com. And that's the box office that we use to sell our tickets. They can also buy tickets at the door. And those are the two options that they have.
Okay. And how much do tickets cost?
Tickets are $18 online and $20 at the door.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I love the cabaret style because it gives you a chance to sit and you know, round tables and bring your refreshments and enjoy yourself.
Good. How many people are in the All About Theater group?
It varies with the production because I hold open auditions for every show that we do.
Okay.
So it all depends on what we need and who'd like to perform. People bring their talents. If they need to sing, dance, or act, they come and audition. So it's an open group all the time.
Good. So if you could look a little bit into the future, put your crystal ball into gear, what would you think some of the productions might be that you could choose from in 2023 or 2024?
Types of shows. Dramas, comedies, and small musicals. And the reason why we say small musicals is because we have Lake Miona, which is our theater stage, and they're small. We don't perform like on the Savannah stage or the Sharon. So we have to restrict the number of players that we have on the stage. That's why I say small musicals.
Those are smaller stages.
They're small stages. So with that in mind, you choose productions that would complement a stage like that.
That would work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of the shows that you've already produced, not the ones that are upcoming.
Right.
What was your favorite?
Ah, my favorite. Every one of the shows has an enchanting piece to it.
Mm-hmm.
The Last Romance, because it was my first one, was beautiful. The message was specifically geared for people in our age group. It's all about roads not taken. It's all about family secrets. It's all about finding love later on in age. Mm-hmm. It had some universal messages that were fabulous for this particular age group. Almost Maine was magical in the way that it had small vignettes tied together with love as a theme, and that was lovely. Vagina Monologues was racy, it was gutsy, it was chancy, and I love that. The women were willing to bear themselves on stage, and it was just a great show. It was a chancy show, it was a great show. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress was funny. Everybody had a great time doing that, and that was, everyone has its own appeal.
Right.
Its own appeal, yeah.
I was thinking about a show that I noticed that was being performed. It was advertised. I guess I picked it up through an email on the web. Annie, Get Your Gun.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so this was yesterday. I told my wife, well, call them up and get tickets. I figured it was, you know, if not here in the Villages, it was Eustis or maybe Leesburg. It turns out it was in Tampa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so we're not going to go to Tampa.
A little bit of a distance, yeah.
Well, you know, I happen to like that show.
Sure.
But that's a good show that you could produce here in the Villages.
Thanks for the tip. I'm going to look into that, okay?
Yeah. you need a good female lead.
Uh-huh. There are certain lots of women to choose from.
Right.
That's for sure.
But the good news is it's the woman singer only has to sing one note. It was an Ethel Merman show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
But loud.
Oh, I see. I get it. Yeah.
I just really enjoy that. I don't want to see any more revivals of South Pacific. Uh-huh. The other good show that I think still holds weight is Anything Goes.
I've seen that in New York City. I love that. I love that Cole Porter music. It's fabulous. Fabulous. That's a great show.
That's a doable show with a limited number of stage sets. You really need two or three good singers.
Sure, sure. That's a beautiful show.
And tap dancers.
There are lots of tap dancers in the Villages.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Yeah, even my wife has begun to learn how to tap dance again.
I'll have to talk to her about where she's going because I'd love to learn to tap dance.
Really?
Yeah.
She told me she walked into Burnside and there were 50 ladies in the room to learn how to tap dance.
Wow. It's popular.
It's a popular sport.
Popular sport, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. It keeps you active.
It does.
Is there anything else you'd like to have our listeners know, Linda?
Well, maybe coming up in the future.
Yeah.
I've just been crowned Ms. Florida Senior America 2022.
Oh.
So I'm very proud to represent the state of Florida at the Nationals in September in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And then the news is that we are bringing that pageant to the Villages next year,
really?
2023.
A pageant.
At Colony Cottage. We're going to look for the future Miss Florida Senior.
So you won't be able to accommodate many more than 230
people. I think they gave us a figure like 250 people.
Too bad you couldn't get the Hacienda that has capacity of 400.
We did try that, but the Hacienda wasn't available on the dates that we needed it. So that's what we're going to do. So maybe in a future show we could talk a little bit about that.
But that's
coming up, and that's something very new and different for the Villages.
Good. One last question for you, Linda. What did you have to do a performance to get crowned?
I did. This is the interview was worth many points, and I had a great interview, and I thought that the questions, and I commented to the judges afterwards that I was very impressed with the quality and complexity of the questions that they raised. I had to perform a song, and that went well. Also had to do a philosophy of life. I also received the best ball gown. I received that award also. And it was a wonderful experience. We went over to Lake Worth. Over on the West Palm Beach area.
West Palm Beach, okay.
And that's where the pageant was. I met some wonderful women of varying backgrounds who are talented, attractive, active.
About how many competitors were there?
To start off with, they had some
eliminations.
So we're down to, I think it was 15 at the finals. It was just a great experience. It's for women over 60.
Mm-hmm.
And what their interest in looking at active women who are over 60 years old. We've all done a lot with our lives prior to this, but what are we doing at this stage of our lives? They call it the age of dignity. And so certainly in the Villages and beyond, we have lots of women that would qualify as being well-rounded, active in the community, interested in a lot of different activities. So it was a wonderful experience, Mike, and I'm looking forward to meeting some more very, very talented women at the Nationals. The previous Miss Florida was a doctor, and I'm a doctor also. So they're looking for women who have had a lot of experience.
Life
experience, absolutely, and educational experiences.
Good. Yeah. We'll have to have another show. And
I'd like that very much.
And tell our listeners about the upcoming
Miss Florida Senior America 2022.
That's going to be when?
Next April.
Next April, April of 23.
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Linda, thanks very much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. This has been a hoot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Remember, our next episode will air live next Friday at 9 a.m., or should I say pre-recorded, but that's when it'll be released on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at MikeRoth@RothVoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at Mike@RothVoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2022, all rights reserved.